Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you.
Be no rain. Whoa.
We said that at exactly...
precisely the same moment in time.
We're almost like... Are you feeling me on this?
I'm feeling you on
we're
that.
We're almost like...
Brother...
Animals.
Just like little animals.
The stars, they're just like you.
The stars
are just like us. Nobody knows this, but stars, not real, and nor are we. Have you heard of simulation theory?
Explain.
So simulation theory is the theory that is this sound picking up?
I don't think so.
I feel like
if it is, it just barely is. Want to switch over to number 3?
Yeah.
Bring that on over.
Simulation theory.
I gotta turn it on first. Okay.
Simulation.
Good.
Simulation theory. It's the theory that everyone who lives in the city of Reno, Nevada,
yep,
is in a simulation.
Everyone in that one city specifically.
Have you ever heard of anybody going to Reno?
There is a Johnny Cash song about someone going to Reno.
Yeah, but Johnny Cash,
he goes,
is he a part of simulation theory? I don't know.
I think Johnny Cash may very well have been a proponent of simulation theory. One of its chief instigators.
Johnny Cash, no thanks.
Yeah.
Simulation theory is bad.
Yeah, take that, Johnny.
Take that, Johnny Cash. You came up with a bad theory.
Boo. Boo. If you like Johnny Cash and want to argue with us,
call in. Right now. If you don't call in right now,
we will assume you hate Johnny Cash, and we'll write that down, and we'll tell his surviving family members.
Oh, well, yeah.
But maybe not.
Well, we'll see. Is anybody going to call in? Do you want Johnny Cash's family members to know about your hatred?
About how you hate him.
Because of simulation. And Scientology.
Little known fact that Johnny Cash started Scientology.
That Scientology is actually a simulation.
Started by Johnny Cash. He believed in it.
L. Ron Hubbard was... the same person as Johnny Cash.
That's the wrong one. So
both of these.
Neither one seems to be.
Oh, my headphones might be the thing that's not working. Let's see. Are these headphones better? No,
your level's still sort of low.
Okay.
Want to try number 2? We're going to have like a face-to-face interview style.
Yeah.
You're sort of far from your device there, but I can help you out.
Flip it around.
Yeah, here. Number 2, coming at you live. Ooh.
Is this any better?
Say something again.
Hello?
Try again.
Hello?
Oh, wait a minute. I think I was just using the wrong... this is mic 1. CD 1, CD 2.
Oh, the CDs aren't...
So how do I switch that?
I got you.
Okay.
Can I switch over to mic 1?
Yeah.
I'm going to switch over to mic 1.
Awesome. Okay. Come in on in. A little bit of a technical faux pas. Pardon my faux pas.
It's all good.
We all faux pas sometimes.
So I'm taking over for Mike for just a second. But I want to hear about you, listeners. How are you doing?
How do you feel about Johnny Cash?
How do you feel about Johnny... That's actually the main thing I want to talk about, because I'm hearing that some of the people here hate Johnny Cash. Like, dislike him so much.
Very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh my.
What is going on? Channel too low. I just pressed something. Oh, wait. No, this is what we want.
Oh.
I'm shutting down a lot of channels accidentally somehow.
But you're bringing them back.
Except for two.
Well.
Oh, we're getting a call. Are we?
No, I don't think so.
Why is that number there?
The number's always there.
Oh. Okay, so we are back on mic.
Nice.
So, speaking of mic.
Oh, wait, is this thing on?
Yeah, number four?
Yeah.
I got you.
Turn me up.
You're up.
Hello, hey, how are you? How are you doing?
Can you hear me? Are we sure that's four?
Pretty sure. Let's try three. Let's try. Oh.
No, that one works.
Oh, it works?
Well, we can try three. Do you want to try three?
Let's give it a shot, see what's going on.
Let's see, is that clear?
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Yeah, I don't know. Probably.
It seems, they both seem pretty clear. They're both on.
I'm not sure which headphones go to which, so, jeez. I almost unplugged your laptop.
Oh, no.
Hey, that would have been. You want to expose people for what they're listening to?
Yeah.
On Spotify.
Okay, how about can I guess the artist? You tell me a person and I'll try to guess the artist.
Spencer Gallant.
Ed Sheeran.
I bet you'll get it on the second guess.
Kelly Clarkson.
No.
Taylor Swift.
No.
Sam Smith. Oh, Spencer.
Spencer and his Smith.
And we know he can't hear us, so we can just dish on him.
Spencer.
On the air. Spencer. 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 Okay, let's give out people's personal information.
Well, okay.
First, I'll give out my social security number. Then you give out your credit card number.
Okay.
One.
You first.
11. So my social security number is 11.
That's a great, great, great social security number.
Very socially secure.
You know.
Because I can never forget it.
Here's another thing maybe that's secure is your head in a helmet when you're riding a bike. Because May, that's right, the merry month of May is National Bike Month. May is National Bike Month. And the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's excellent. An excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road.
And if you don't, Johnny Cash will find you.
A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass and then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for the motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. That's right, folks, the full lane.
The full freaking lane.
Yup. And no matter what, watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere.
You could be one. Your neighbors could be one.
Cyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike. Is that what you do with a bike? Do you drive?
Right.
Well, I'm reading the copy here and it says drive.
Oh, I guess that is it then.
So drive your bike. And you learn something new every day. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
And a message from your lonely bike. It really wants company.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I'd love to bike with you again. Watch out for those distracted drivers.
Yeah, do watch out for those distracted drivers, please.
Wow. I'm just hearing all the distracted drivers right now from outside our studio. Yeah, we can hear you.
Sickening. Infuriating.
Disgusting.
Stop it.
Stop driving like that.
Please.
Look at the road.
Look at the dang road.
Look at the dang road. Okay. You want to play a song?
Yeah. Do you have that one still up? On the tune.
Oh, yes.
Play it.
Okay.
Do you have the thing? Okay. You just heard the Cranberries.
If you want.
Okay. Yeah, we will.
Play some more.
It wasn't the Cranberries. It was a cover of the Cranberries. But we're going to play some more music. Thank you. Bye.
Living in a lonesome way had me looking other ways. On a breadful morning, I'm with it. I stood a little while with it. And man, you have to know the way it goes. Is a chore. What you waiting for? We've been here before, and I can't ignore it anymore.
Bye. nothing in it for me, except a heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never.
Hello, welcome back to us. We're the ones who are welcoming ourselves back. Yeah, we're back.
This feels really strangely good. It's like a little marshmallow against my face.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like you're enjoying that. I'm gonna try once.
No, but if you, like, push it in there and it flattens. Right?
Yeah.
It's soothing.
Makes a little farting noise.
Oh, we can't say fart on air.
Uh-oh, you just said it.
Oh, no.
Can we say stink?
No. Can we say the FCC is stinky?
You said it.
No, I'm sorry, FCC. We love you.
You smell very fine.
You smell so good.
So good.
Yeah, it's like you put on 7 sticks of deodorant every morning.
Just 7 holsters sitting there until it's gone.
That would be it would be really funny if somebody had like a first time using deodorant and they thought they had to finish it story, but I haven't met anybody with that story.
Yeah.
But it would have been so funny if
that would be
somebody
good.
Did have that.
I bet.
Gosh. After a long weekend, I'm feeling real tired. I'm not feeling
rested. I am not feeling rejuvenated or rested, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure for you, part of that has to do with the big, long hike you went on.
Yeah.
Would you want to tell us a little bit about your hike?
Okay. So, when I went to go hike in New Hampshire.
Yep.
With our friend Spencer. That's the one who was listening to, was it Sam Smith earlier?
Sam Smith, yeah.
Sam Smith. So we'll just call him Sam Smith for the purposes, for anonymity.
Yeah, yeah.
So that you don't know that his name is Spencer, we're going to call him Sam Smith.
Sam Smith.
So Sam Smith and I.
Not Spencer.
Not Spencer. For the sake of anonymity.
Right.
Sam Smith and I went on this hike. Where we went to go on a hike. So I was not planning on going on a hike. I'm not a good hiker, but we were sitting with one of the coordinators of the hikes, mm-hmm. who was our friend, and she was like, "You guys, it'll be so fun. You can go together." And she convinced me.
Okay.
I think it was a good experience as a whole.
I twist my arm.
This is nothing against any of the coordinators. They were so lovely and did such a wonderful, wonderful job.
One time for the coordinators. Thank you for coordinating.
And convinced me to go on a hike, and convinced Spencer, who also did not want to go on a hike. We were like, okay, we'll do a hike together. So we sign up. We say, under 6 miles.
Yeah, just a little one. Get your feet wet.
Get our feet wet.
Yeah.
But not like that wet. Just like...
a little wet.
Just like...
dip the toes.
Wet enough to like clean the bottoms of your feet, but the tops of them could still be disgusting.
That's the way I like it.
That's the way I like it. I like the top grime. We went and stuck our feet in. We were signed up for six miles, but they put us on a 9 mile, which we were like, okay, ooh, we can do 9 mile. And then last minute, our other friend who's a coordinator, and this feels like bragging that all our friends are coordinators.
I mean, sure. Whatever.
Our other friend was like, you should switch into a 12 mile because the other person on the 12 mile has mono. So they want to do a 9 mile.
And we were like, with mono?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was really weird. Like, it was great, but also
perseverance.
You have mono.
Yeah. Take care of yourself. Like we do here on the radio station you're listening to, 91.5. FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was 17 miles.
That's a lot. That's more, a little more than you bargained for.
A little, about 11 miles more than we bargained for.
Well, you drive a hard bargain.
Yeah. Sam Smith and I did not have fun.
You did not have fun.
Well, for the end. We had
right.
So, actually, we had a lot of fun. I take it back. We had
At
so much
fun. At what point was it exhausting,
so,
and no longer as fun as when you started?
Became very scared because Sam Smith's heart started hurting.
His heart started hurting.
Yeah, and that's not good.
That
you
is
don't hear
not
that.
Good. You don't want to hear your hiking partner say, guys, my heart hurts.
And he was also like, and like, I might have asthma, but I don't know.
Maybe something you should have figured out before agreeing to a hike at high altitude.
So we had fun. It was just like scary, and he wasn't talking at the end because his chest hurt too much. And I was like, Sam Smith, do you want me to tell somebody about it? And he's like, no, I don't want them to worry. I don't know what to do.
Maybe Sam Smith, if you're listening,
we love you.
We love you. And
please get an inhaler.
We hope that you, maybe get your cardiorespiratory system checked.
Yeah.
Maybe visit a cardiologist or whatever a person who's a lung doctor is called.
A lungologist.
Probably.
A Sam Smithologist.
Someone who is uniquely trained in treating your self.
You, Sam Smith.
You, Sam. We're talking to you, Sam.
And just so everybody knows, this is not the real Sam Smith. If you tuned in late, we're using Sam Smith to protect the anonymity of our friend Smith.
Of our friend who shall remain.
Who shall remain Spencer, nameless. Whose heart hurts.
Oh. I hope he's better now. I think he looks. He looked fine, Sam Smith.
Sam Smith looked fine. He was watching The Lion King this morning and singing along to all the songs.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
It was so cute. He was curled up in his little, you know, like...
In the nook?
Yeah. So, Sam Smith's roommate.
Yes. Who is... Anderson Paak, right?
Anderson... What? I was about to say that. I was looking
for... I saw it earlier.
Oh. That's... Sam Smith's roommate, Anderson Paak. Kicked Sam Smith out of his room for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like to do his own stuff.
To do his homework.
To pursue his own dreams.
Yeah.
And so Sam Smith was sleeping on this little nook in our common room.
We love the nook.
And Anderson Paak was like, I never told Sam Smith to leave. Sam Smith just like there. So Sam Smith went out there, but Anderson Paak never told Sam Smith to leave. And that's
wow. And so, but he wanted Sam Smith wanted to use that as an excuse to
sleep on his little nook.
To sleep on the nook. That is cute. But he should just go out there if he wants to. You know, he shouldn't feel the need to excuse himself.
Well, I also think Anderson Paak's friend Maggie Rogers was in town, and he just like wanted to excuse himself so they could hang out.
Anderson Paak's friend
Maggie Rogers.
Maggie Rogers. Who
I just looked at a random artist.
Okay, I don't know if those artists are friends.
I'll follow Maggie Rogers on Spotify.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know her last name.
Uh-oh. Yikes.
Okay.
So we're coming up on our hour here.
Yeah.